Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to begin the 10th and final parak of Maseches Pesachim, and this is probably the most famous parak of Maseches Pesachim. It's called Arvei Pesachim, and it deals with the halachos of the Seder night. So says the Mishnah, Arvei Pesachim Samach L'Mincha, on Erev Pesach, when it's close to Mincha time, which Mincha is 9.5 hours after the beginning of the day, meaning so if you have a perfect 6-to-6 day, Mincha is 3:30. Samach means a half hour before that, so Samach L'Mincha, that's Mincha Ketana. Mincha Gedola is a half hour after Chatzos. That would be on a perfect 6-to-6 day, that would be 12:30. But we assume Samach L'Mincha means Samach L'Mincha Kitana. So Samach means a half hour before. So on Erev Pesach, when it's Samach L'Mincha, when it's, let's say, if it were a perfect 6-to-6 day, when it's 3 p.m., Lo Yochala D'Matshetech Shach, a person shouldn't eat any food until it becomes dark outside. However, the Gemara says, well, wait a second, what are we talking about eating over here? If we're talking about matzah, if we're talking about chametz, rather, you're not allowed to eat chametz from way before then. And matzah, you're also not allowed to eat. So what are we on Erev Pesach even before then? So what are we talking about exactly over here? So the Gemara says we're talking about eating a large amount of Minei Targima. The Gemara says you're allowed to eat Minei Targima even later than this. So it must be that we're talking about eating a large amount of Minei Targima. So to eat a high quantity of food, Minei Targima would mean like meat and fruits and things like that. Shahakol ha'etz ha'adama, kinds of foods. So you're not allowed to have a large quantity of such foods until it becomes dark outside, until it's time for the Seder, because we want to make sure that a person keeps a good appetite for the matzah. Once you're at the Seder, no matter how poor a person is chayiv to recline. They have to do a seba on the night of the Seder. Now, normally a poor person wouldn't recline because he's not really feeling like he can luxuriate, but on the night of the Seder, everyone should feel that way. And we, as a community, have to make sure that the ani has no less than 4 cups of wine, meaning normally we provide someone with what their basic necessities are, and 4 cups of wine would be excessive, but when it comes to the Seder night, everybody needs 4 cups of wine, and even if that means we have to give tzedakah funds to be able to provide someone with 4 cups of wine. Now the Mishnah describes how the Seder starts. Mazgalo kos rishon, they dilute the cup of wine with some water, the first cup of wine with some water. It used to be that their wines were very strong and they needed to do a meziga, either a 2-to-1 ratio or a 3-to-1 ratio of water to wine. So otherwise the wine was not edible. So mazgalo kos rishon, they would do the dilution of the first kos, and then the Kiddush itself involves Bar Priya Gafen as well as a special bracha of Kiddush. But what order those brachas are said in is Machlokas Tanoi. Be'shami Omrim Mevarech Al Yom V'Acharkach Mevarech Al Yayin. First you say the special bracha designated for the day, and then the Bar Priya Gafen. Be'ez Hillel Omrim Mevarech Al Yayin V'Acharkach Mevarech Al Yom. That you say the bracha on the wine first, and then the bracha on the day. And that's not only about the Seder night, that's about every single Shabbos and every single Yontif, where you have that same machlokas, whether the Bar Priya Gafen comes first, or the bracha of Kiddush comes first. And we, of course, paskin, like the Beis Hillel, that the bracha of Bar Priya Gafen comes first. I mean, on Friday night, when we say Kiddush, we say a few cheerful psukim, and then, which are not really part of the Kiddush, it's just a way to sort of get us in the mood, and then we say the Bar Priya Gafen, and then we say the bracha of Kiddush. So to review what we learned today, Mishnah Aleph, we learned that once you're within a half hour of Mincha Ketana on Erev Pesach, you shouldn't be eating large quantities of food because you want to maintain an appetite for the matzah. And then we learned no matter how poor a person is, they have to eat Beheseba on the night of the Seder, and they have to be provided with at least 4 cups of wine. And then in Mishnah Beis, we said that after they pour the first cup, you're going to say Kiddush, but it's a machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel what the order for the two brachos of Kiddush are. Is it Baruch Pri Hagafen, and then the Kiddush Hayom, which is Shita's Beis Hillel, or the Kiddush Hayom followed by Baruch Pri Hagafen, which is the Shita of Beis Shammai? Okay, Beis Shammai, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Yod, Mishnah Gimel.